Pope Benedict XVI traveled to Valencia, Spain today for an international gathering on family values. The Pope fears those values are most at risk precisely in the conference's host country. The Vatican has sharply criticized the socialist government's introduction of liberal laws that defy Catholic Church doctrine. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Valencia.
Spain's state-church relations have been severely strained since the government of this traditionally Catholic country legalized same-sex marriage, endorsed embryonic stem cell research, and restricted religious education in schools. Benedict addressed the gay marriage issue with reporters during the flight here.
It is true that there are certain things that Christian life says no to. We want to make people understand that according to human nature, it is a man and a woman who are made for each other and made to give humanity a future.
A large crowd of cheering children wearing the Vatican colors, white and yellow, welcome the Pope. At the arrival ceremony, Spanish King Juan Carlos stressed the inclusive and democratic nature of Spanish society.
La España que os acoge, Santidad, es un país moderno, dinámico y solidario.
The Spain that welcomes you is a modern, dynamic country, pluralist and diverse, which in the last decades has experienced its longest period of modernization and prosperity in an atmosphere of harmony, mutual respect, and democratic coexistence.
Although church attendance has dropped sharply and polls show that two-thirds of Spaniards approve same-sex marriage, Catholic officials have been using the family conference as a platform to challenge the government's liberal agenda. Yesterday, the secretary of the Spanish Bishops' Conference, Juan Antonio Martínez Camino, asserted that in Spain, marriage has been legally broken. Cardinal William Lebeda, head of the Vatican Theological Watchdog, went further, saying every citizen is obliged not to follow immoral laws. Church officials are also angry that the government sponsored a rival event here last week on family diversity. But this afternoon, Benedict met with Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. The encounter was not broadcast live. Conference organizers cited security matters as the official reason. Later, TV footage showed a relaxed and smiling Benedict chatting with Zapatero. The Pope could be heard saying, "Let's hope we find the right solutions." In all his speeches today, Benedict returned to the fundamental importance of the family.
Mi deseo es proponer el papel central.
I wish to set forth the central role for the church and for society proper to the family based on marriage. The family is a unique institution in God's plan, and the church cannot fail to proclaim and promote its fundamental importance.
Church officials have been hoping for a turnout of 1.5 million people to see the Pope. Tens of thousands lined Valencia streets today, and many more are expected to arrive for tomorrow's closing mass. However, not everyone in Valencia has been happy with the 9-day conference, whose cost has been estimated at more than $30 million, a large portion paid by the local conservative government. And a shadow has hung over the conference since a subway accident here on Monday that killed 42 people. Benedict went to the crash site this morning to lay a wreath and pray for the victims. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Valencia.